Illinois subway worker suspended after fighting off robber, until everything is removed online. The Aegis Alliance. A worker at an Illinois subway chain restaurant got suspended following surveillance video of her fearlessly warding off an armed robber that quickly became viral on the internet. Araceli Sotelo had been working her job at the Rockford Sandwich establishment last Sunday morning when an attacker broke into the place and then demanded she gives up any money that was in the register. He kind of just showed me his gun, and I was like freaking out like, "Whoa, you can't do that, please leave." Sotelo informed WTVO. The would-be robber stated, "Give me all the money." Then Sotelo replied, "I do not have any money, like, I do not have any money. That is all I had," and he was just like, "Give me everything before I hurt you." Sotelo stated she made use of the thief's small size against him and had been inevitably able to force the bandit to drop his firearm in the middle of a quick brawl. Surveillance video from inside the subway reveals the worker seizing his weapon and after that fighting the man when he makes an effort to run away carrying her purse. https://www.facebook.com/21473229520554557/videos/357487262688578 https://fb.watch/7_fbws-ov8/ https://www.facebook.com/permalink.php?story_fbid=64080142924238860 and id=21473229520-5455. It isn't completely known just how footage of the encounter leaked to the neighborhood Rockford scanner. However, it rapidly amassed a substantial amount of interest after it was uploaded on Facebook. A brief time later on, Sotelo claimed she got a phone call from the establishment's owner, informing her she will not be able to work until the security footage has been removed from the internet. "I get a call yesterday. It was like, if every one of these videos is not taken offline, you will be suspended." And then I texted them and I'm like, "How long am I suspended for?" They said until everything is removed online. "I have no ability to do that," Araceli Sotelo stated and said her employer has no longer been returning her phone calls. "They did not want anyone to know. They wanted to be private that it happened to me and that I fought back, but I think they did that because they do not want corporate to know." Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.